Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 9th, 2017. In today's news, Schindler has won a large contract in Indonesia. Details are announced for upcoming CEA meetings. The industry remembers David Ahern, and a quartet of towers is proposed for New Jersey.
P.T. Burka Schindler Lifts, a joint venture between Central SEPTA Merdaya Group and Jardine Schindler Group, has been awarded a contract to supply 118 Schindler 9300 escalators, 254 9500 moving walks, and 102 freight elevators to Transmart Carrefour's multi-mall developments across Indonesia. Transmart Carrefour projects will include more than 51 department, grocery, and clothing stores, along with entertainment venues, all in one location. They will be developed over a two-year time frame. Schindler says it worked closely with the customer to meet its ambitious construction schedule and design solutions tailored to each project.
The Chicago Elevator Association has announced a location change for its Christmas party. It will begin at 6:30 p.m. at Harry Carey's in Lombard, Illinois. Those interested in attending should RSVP by December 5th by emailing ceamail@flash.net. Regular meetings in the first quarter of 2018 will be taking place on January 4th, February 1st, and March 1st at the clubhouse at 298 Oak Brook Center, Oak Brook, Illinois. Dinners begin at 6:30 p.m. Guest speakers from Magnatech, Lamb Little, and Helios, respectively, are scheduled.
David Scott Ahern of Merrimack, New Hampshire, passed away on September the 19th, 2017, surrounded by family at the age of 50. Ahern worked for more than 30 years as an elevator mechanic. After graduating from Lowell Vocational Technical School in 1986, he worked at his father's company, Ahern Elevator, then Burlington Elevator, and finally Stanley Elevator, where he made several lifelong friendships. Ahern is survived by his wife of 22 years, Linda, daughter, Rebecca, stepdaughter, Tony Mignosa, stepson, Paul Olin, sister, Kathleen Batchelor, mother, Linda Parisi, father, Frederick Jr., stepsister, Carrie Shane Zimmerman, and several cousins. The family requests that contributions in his honor be made to the National Parkinson's Disease Association's New Hampshire chapter.
New York YIMBY reports if developer Edward Elangian of Denver-based Enviro Finance Group can overcome local opposition, four residential towers ranging from 595 to 714 feet, or approximately 55 and 65 stories, respectively, will be built in Edgewater, New Jersey, on a narrow strip of land near the riverfront at 615 River Road. The plan includes a 50-foot podium with a rooftop garden and other amenities. No completion date or architect has been confirmed, but increased ferry accessibility to Manhattan, along with rapid growth in Jersey City and Manhattan's Midtown West, bodes well for the project. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.